Hey, y'all, it's Brittany.
And Eric.
We are back again with a very special episode of our Quibi show, The Nod with Brittany and Eric.
This week on the show, I'm putting Brittany on to comic book icon and Static Shock creator Dwayne McDuffie. We're going to celebrate the most joyous moments of September because we all can use a bit of joy in our lives right now. And Anjanou Ellis, the Emmy-nominated star of HBO's Lovecraft Country, joins us to talk about the show, her story career, and the changes she's made in her home state of Mississippi. There's some really special gems in there for all my Lovecraft fans, so don't play yourself.
Don't play yourself. And our guest for today's episode needs no introduction. We are talking to New Orleans royalty, the queen of bounce, Big Frida. Now, we all know Frida can tear up a stage, but she spent a lot of her quarantine throwing down in the kitchen and cooking up a storm for socially distanced dinner parties.
We talk about it all, cooking, New Orleans, and the bops that complement some of her favorite recipes. It is a joy. All right, here we go.
Big Frida is the reigning queen of bounce and a master at getting the crowd moving.
And even when the party's on pause, she's repping NOLA everywhere from the kitchen to film festivals.
Today, we're chatting about her new documentary and her cooking show. Plus, she puts us on to the perfect cooking playlist. Big Frida is in the house. This is The Nod. Big Frida is one of the biggest artists to take bounce music from a local New Orleans sound to a global audience. She's even been featured on platinum hits from artists like Beyonce and Drake.
I did not come to play with you hoes. I came to slay, bitch.
She also starred in a highly rated reality show on Fuse, penned a memoir, and recently debuted a documentary on gun violence called Frida Got a Gun.
Fans can now catch her on her Facebook cooking show, Big Frida's Kitchen, where she puts her own unique spin on New Orleans classics.
It's the Big Frida Swiggle Wiggle Burger Griddle. You heard me.
Big Frida, thank you so much for joining us today. This is so exciting.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Let's get right to it. You are thought of as a global ambassador for bounce music, which originated in New Orleans. How does it feel to take your city sound worldwide?
It feels really amazing to take the sound to the next level. When I usually travel, a little piece of New Orleans comes with me, and we just have a great time. We lay our hair down. Mm-hmm. We, you know, we put on our high shorts, and we shake up a tail feather or two. You heard me?
You know, I've always felt like you've kept, again, the issues that New Orleans faces also front and center. You recently actually screened a surprisingly personal documentary about gun violence at OutFest.
The death of Big Frida's brother, Adam Ross, marks the second fatal shooting in Central City this month.
When are they gonna wake up and realize they're not the givers or the takers of life?
Can you just tell us a bit more about that project and why it was important to you?
Well, I came out with this new documentary explaining the pandemic of gun violence here in New Orleans. People always see the Bourbon Streets and the Cafe Du Monde, but they don't see all of the hardship and the loss that we go through.
You know, I know that gun violence is a topic that you're passionate about and that's very close to your heart. How did it feel to make, you know, this film and share it with a much wider audience?
It was very difficult. I had to relive a lot of moments in my life. Being shot for one, losing my brother and having to replay that on camera. Wow. It was very rough, but it was something that I wanted to get out. It was something that was very close to my heart and something that needs to be spoken about. These kids need help. If we don't step up as leaders and help our children, how would they see change?
Yeah.
Normally during this time, especially during the summer, you would be on tour. You'd be out, you'd be playing your music, you'd be, you know, in large groups and crowds of people, and you can't do that.
Oh,
anymore.
Yes. No, I can't.
No, but something that you have been doing with your platform recently is using cooking as a way to connect with your audience and bring people together. How did your live cooking show come about?
When COVID hit, I started to do, I wanted to come up with something that I could still connect with my fans. So I was doing Shakedown Fridays, where I would get in my backyard and shake down. And then I was doing What You Cooking Wednesday, where people would be like, what you cooking this Wednesday? You know, so it was a catchy thing. And then I would do gospel brunch on Sundays. So I was doing something to keep the fans and myself, my mind intact, just during this COVID time. I love cooking.
I'm curious, you mentioned that your passion for cooking started when you were learning from the women in your home. What were some of those early dishes that y'all used to make? My mom would kick me out when she was cooking, so
oh, no,
I missed
we
it.
Would make everything from red beans and rice to bell peppers to mac and cheese to cornbread dressing. You know, all of the holidays especially. How can a mom do all this by herself? You understand what I'm saying? Like, she need a little helper. I would be doing all the things that I could possibly do to prep and help her to get ready. So when she come in the kitchen and put her God-given blessed hands on that food, that I would be right there with her, you know?
That is beautiful. Your recipe titles are so, so creative and fun. So we were thinking, what if we pulled up some of your recipes and took turns just figuring out what's on the cooking playlist? Like, what are we listening to while we cooking all of your favorite dishes? So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Booty smack and cheese. What you listening to?
I'm screaming and louder. I got the power. Oh, yes. I'm screaming and louder. I got the power.
Eric, what about you?
I think, honestly, for me, you know, I gotta take it back to one of the OGs, Juvenile, Back That Ass Up. That was where I first started trying to shake, you know, what little ass I got back there. It didn't quite go that well, but if you're making the mac and cheese, you know, it just puts me in that zone.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm. That's a classic right there.
How about you, Brittany?
I would have to take it back to my high school homecoming 2003 Salt Shaker by Ying Yang Twins. I could be anywhere. As soon as I hear that song, it's like a clarion call. I'm gonna drop what I'm doing. I'm gonna start running. I'm gonna go somewhere. I'm gonna bend over. I could be in the church parking lot.
Church, girl. Not the church. It's work.
You know your heart.
Listen, I used to go straight from choir rehearsal sometimes to the club. You know your heart, for
there
real.
There you go. There you go. You're cooking your famous Wobble Wings. What are we listening to?
Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Wobble, baby. Oh, I don't know. Let's go with Peter Piper.
Making that sound, the turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yes, ain't nothing like a Peter Piper, baby. When I was in middle school, I used to be flipping on the wall, hands on the ground, feet on the wall, cut up. You hear what I'm telling you?
I know exactly what you're telling me.
Yes, that was the days back then, baby.
I chose something a little more recent for me, but I had to pay homage to where I'm from in Memphis. You know, we were big on 3-6. So I gotta give this one to Juicy J, Bands That Make Her Dance.
Bands That Make Her Dance. Bands That Make Her Dance.
For me, wings actually truly would make me dance. I don't even need the money. So if I had the wobble wings, that is hood me right there. But it'd be nice if somebody throw a couple of dollars.
Okay, yes. A wobble and a dollar.
Exactly. Brittany, how about you?
I think I would be playing the actual Wobble by V.I.C.
Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, yeah. Wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble.
I'm from the Detroit area, and we love to do line dances. We love to do hustle. So anything that organizes a large group of people and gets them to do the same thing over and over again for 8 minutes. So for me, it's going to be the Wobble. I got to go back to my roots, even though VIC is not necessarily a Detroit group. When
you can
I
claim
hear
them
the Wobble,
today.
Exactly, playing them today fills me up with joy. So that's me. That's me.
Well, Big Frida, we just want to say thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. We appreciate you.
If we want to know where we could find both your cooking show and a documentary, where would you point us?
I will tell you, go bigfrida.com.
Excited to see what happens next.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
All right, that is all we got for today's show. But we have to know, what's on your cooking playlist? Let us know on Twitter, @TheNotShow.
That's our episode for today. Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you next time on a new episode of The Not.